Hey, give me a cheer. Yes, that's right. You've made it to another TARDIS Jukebox. I'm the Doctor. You are listening to WMFO in Medford and Dr. John.
You may find me in a pride slum. You hanging out with all the skid row bums. I may be sick and I may seem dumb. Look at me, I'm filling up in clay. And you better watch out, I'm filling up fast. You can hang a jacket on me, I'm hanging out in a project. Hanging out with all these rednecks, with rubber dicks and
couple of new things on TARDIS Jukebox. That was Schedule 1 with Another. And another new thing, Speed Fossil and Pieces of 8.
Listen, this bar doesn't serve anything but 69-cent bar scotch. That's all you get here.
It's good?
It's terrible.
I tell you something. I took 43 drinks waiting to get on a plane from Burbank to Oxnard yesterday.
Yeah, I've waited down. That's at Interplanetary Airport Central, yes.
Right, Contrapole. Yeah, well, it's as close as possible to where I live, if you want to call that a living.
I understand. 65 drinks, if
you 48, actually.
That was a good year for bar scotch.
I was absolutely destroyed. I got up to 20,000 feet, and I began to see people with weapons in the plane. Well, they were there, of course.
Oh, well.
But you can't see them until you get that.
All right. Is everybody here now? I think we can begin. The president has asked us...
President?
...to write...
God bless the president.
All right, Fred. I know we all
God
feel...
God bless the president.
All right. Please, gentlemen. Gentlemen, please. Is this microphone on here? Please. The president has asked us to communicate with those countries who are presently growing marijuana and poppies. I know, Jimmy, that you're going to say that the artificial poppies that you give out as part of the veterans program will be affected by this. It is not true. You cannot smoke those.
No, we never.
They are inflammable, as a matter of fact.
We never.
Turn his microphone on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
As we never have we never smoke any of those poppies
right,
at all. They're
right.
They're for medicinal purposes and are to
right.
be swallowed whole,
anyway,
except for the little seeds.
I think we should all get behind this effort and push him over the top and get these countries, these nasty countries, to stop growing this stuff so that we can get a market on it here at home.
I think that's Lucky Strike Green is going to hit the streets, right?
Keep the problem in the pockets of the businessmen. That's what I say.
You better believe it, friend.
And let's back the president all the way up there.
I backed him yesterday into the swimming pool, and I nearly lost all of my senatorial privileges. For example, I can't go to the electric wee-wee room anymore.
Yes.
Oh, that's since the French have come, right?
Yes.
Ever since they started speaking German on the first floor, I can't get anything worthwhile to eat except a little beer brat.
Have any of you tried to run the maze on the fifth floor?
No.
I can't. They wouldn't give me a key to the fifth floor.
The secretary.
Live in an office that used to be Ralph Nader's.
Oh, no, really? That is a Nader. That's a pun. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, gentlemen, I think that's enough for today. Let's all retire into the retirement room and have a little drinky-drinky.
Yeah. And yes, that's enough Fire Sign Theater for now. Here's some 801. Snap, snap.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cloud Nothings and Fall In. Hope you enjoyed it, because now the TARDIS jukebox is about to veer sharply again.
Excuse me, a doormat's good, honest work. Only the bored and the wicked rich don't know. Excuse me, you poor man, let's skip this town. Who, me? Oh man, was that out loud?
You're listening to Kristen Hirsch on WMFO in Medford. Now, on to the Pogues. Thousands are sailing. Whoop. Okay. Now, on to the Pogues. Unfortunately, this device is incredibly slow. But it caught up.
The island, it is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves. And a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs talk to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know for things was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the western ocean, their bellies full, their spirits free. They'll break the chains. Twilight in the dead of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. We said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Again across the ocean, we're a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards we're mailing, sky by skies and oceans, from rooms to
Well, you know who's going to fix you. You're right here on TARDIS Jukebox, so it's the Doctor. That was Robin Hitchcock. Coming up next, we go back even further for a little bit of Wings.
Thank you.
TARDIS Jukebox is not selling out. Of course, nobody's buying. That was Necking and Ford Commercial. And coming up next, the Pixies ask the musical question about the Doctor.
Stop. We'll be right back.
me. Something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthin', and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
It's about time for the doctor to be walking out of here for another week. DJ Sticky up next. That, of course, Nancy Sinatra. And this is Jefferson Airplane to bring us home.
Thank you.
And yes, that was Jefferson Airplane. DJ Sticky's up next here on WMFO in Medford. I'm the Doctor saying goodbye for another week, unless there's some other reason not to come in. Who knows? I was here an hour early today. Maybe tomorrow, 2 hours, three. No, that's not likely to happen. Anyhow, one more thing. Congratulations to my brother Ken for being inducted into the Vermont Bowling Hall of Fame. That's actually, he's better at his sport than I'm at mine. So good for him. See you next week.
Giant sex fiend.